Did I wake you up? Oh, man, let's try that again. Good morning. How's everybody doing this morning? Did I get a good out there? Oh, man. All right, that's it. We're all leaving. Let's go get somebody. Come on.
Arizona doesn't have daylight savings.
Yeah, there's no daylight savings. There's no excuse. Let's go get them. Let's go wake them up. I'm going to give you guys a few more minutes to a little fellowship, and we're going to get ready and worship our Lord and Savior, our King of Kings. So if you would, let's find your way to that place of worship. I'm going to say to you guys, like I say to my youth ministry, look at those empty chairs. Let's go get them. Amen, brother. Let's go get them. There are people out there, loved ones, people we don't know that need to know Jesus. But until then, the Lord says that if he'd be lifted up, he would draw all men unto him. We're going to claim the promises of our Savior this morning as we lift him up in spirit and in truth. And I'm going to read out of Psalm 95. It says, come, let us sing for joy to the Lord. Let us shout aloud to the rock of our salvation. And let us come before him with thanksgiving and extol him with music and song. Can we stand to our feet this morning and give a clap offering of praise to start this out? Hallelujah. Dear Heavenly Father, we come before you, God, and that's what we're here to do, Lord. We're here to lift you up. We're here to worship you, God. We want to extol you with our songs, God, with our words, with our lips. Lord, let our hearts be pure before you. If there be any wicked way, God, we lay it down. We repent of it, God. Because, God, we want to come to you, God, with spirit and truth. We want to lay our gift before you, God. God, let this be an offering, God, of praise unto your name, Lord Jesus. Because you're so amazing and you're so wonderful, God. We give you thanks in your wonderful name. And everybody said, amen. Amen.
Blessed be your name in a land that is plentiful, with streams of abundance flow. Blessed be your name.
Blessed be your name, Lord.
Blessed be your name when I'm found in the desert place, though I walk through the wilderness. Blessed be your name. Every blessing you pour out, I'll turn back to praise. Yeah, when the darkness closes in, Lord, still I will say, blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be your name, Jesus. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be your name. Blessed be your name, and the sun shining down on me, when the world's all as it should be. Blessed be your name.
Blessed be your name, Lord.
Blessed be your name, on the road marked with suffering, though there's pain in the offering. Blessed be your name. Every blessing you pour out, I'll turn back to praise. Yeah, when the darkness closes in, Lord, still I will say, blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be your name, Jesus. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be your glory.
Blessed be the name
of the Lord. Blessed. every blessing you pour out, I turn back to praise. And yeah, when the darkness closes in, Lord, still I will say, blessed be the name of the Lord, blessed be your name, Jesus, blessed be the name of the Lord, blessed be your glorious name. Blessed be your name, when I'm found in the desert place, though I walk through the wilderness, blessed be your name.
Every blessing, church, just lift this up to our King.
Every blessing you pour out, I turn back to you, praise and give. When the darkness closes in, Lord, still I will say, blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be your name, Jesus. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be your glorious name. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be your name, Jesus. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be your glory.
Hallelujah. Can we lift up a clap offering of praise? Blessed be the name of our Lord and Savior. Hallelujah. That's so amazing. Let's greet one another this morning with a smile and a hug here at Pathway.
Sir. you are a first-time guest, we would love for you to fill out the information. Also, like, if you have any change of any contact information, we would love to have you fill that out. And then just highlighting some announcements. The youth group, you know, is meeting on Thursday nights. The men's conversational Bible study is on Thursday mornings, and it's really doing well. We used to call it the journal, but, you know, it's more like conversational. It's not journal. Like, yeah, so but that is doing really well. And then I just want to emphasize the Catalina Food Bank again. I was just doing some study again and this past week, and I loved the way it was talking in 2 Corinthians 8 about Paul just, you know, saying, you guys are so giving. This is awesome to the Macedonian church, not only in your giving first to the Lord, which is tithes, and then offerings to help spread the word, but also he was saying, I just want to encourage you more so, and I thank you for your giving hearts, giving alms, which was giving help to those less fortunate. And I just want to, you know, emphasize, like, giving maybe a canned good, a non-perishable food item, and bringing it every Sunday, you know. I just want to encourage you to do that so we can help those less fortunate here in Catalina, in our community. And God will see that and honor that, and he will bless you for that. So I just wanted to let you know. Also on the women's things, we got lots of women's things happening. Go ahead and look at that. And then the next women's event is going to be Saturday, March 27th, the Women's Potluck Breakfast. But we would love for you to look through the pathway happenings, and you can see what works out for your schedule and be able to go to it. Thank you so much.
If we could, let's continue to stand to our feet and continue to worship our Lord and Savior.
Lord of all creation, of water, earth, and sky, the heavens are your tabernacle. Glory to the Lord on high, you're God of wonders beyond our galaxy, you are holy. Holy, the universe declares your majesty. You are holy, holy. You are Lord of heaven and earth.
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 Worthy. Celebrate life when I stumble in the darkness. I will call your name by night, God of wonders beyond our galaxy. Your majesty. You are holy. Oh, sing it again. You are holy. Holy, you are Lord of heaven and earth. Lord of heaven and earth.
Lift up your voices to the King.
You are Lord of heaven and
earth. Let's hear it, men.
Lord of heaven and
ladies,
cause you are Lord of heaven and earth.
Cause
you are Lord of heaven and earth. Cause you are Lord of heaven and earth. You are Lord of heaven and
earth.
Hallelujah.
To our ministry of prayer time, if our prayer teams would be available over here to your left. We're going to a little later in the worship time, worship the Lord in the Lord's Supper. And 1 Corinthians 11 talks very specifically about that. And Paul tells the Corinthian church, he says, therefore, whoever eats the bread or drinks the cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner will be guilty of sinning against the body and blood of the Lord. A man ought to examine himself before he eats of the bread and drinks of the cup. For anyone who eats and drinks without recognizing the body of the Lord eats and drinks judgment on himself. That's why many among you are weak and sick, and a number of you have fallen asleep. But if we judged ourselves, we would not come under judgment. When we are judged by the Lord, we are being disciplined so that we will not be condemned with the world. So as we prepare ourselves to worship the Lord in communion, let's take this ministry of prayer time just to examine ourselves and make sure that our hearts are right with Him, and make sure that any sin that's in our life is confessed and dealt with. Ask God to forgive you. Forgive yourself. That's the hardest part sometimes. Just get your hearts right with God and get your mind ready to receive what He has for you today. Prepare yourselves to receive from the Lord. Let's worship Him together.
Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see you. I want to see you. Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see.
up your voices, church.
We sing holy, holy, holy. Holy, holy, holy.
We sing holy, holy, holy.
I want to sing.
Lord, we sing holy, holy.
Your presence here, Lord Jesus. Lord, whatever you got to do, Lord Jesus, to make us holy like you are holy, Lord. We are so willing, God. Come speak to Pathway of Hope, God, your body, Lord Jesus, and open the eyes of our hearts that we may not only see you, but understand your love just that much more better as we draw close to you, God. Understand it in such a way that, Lord Jesus, that we can live it out, Lord. That we can live it out to the hurt, the lost, and the broken that need you, Lord. God, give us that understanding of your love, Lord Jesus, that we can share it with those, God, we know, and God, with those that we don't, God. Because, Lord Jesus, like you left the 99 to go after the one, Lord Jesus, there's one out there right now in each and every one of our lives that we need to go after. But Lord, would you make our hearts right for you, God? Before you, would you give us clean hands and a pure heart, God? The God that we can bring glory to your name, Lord Jesus. Would you just open the eyes of our hearts, God, that we can sing holy, holy, holy. And God, you would draw all men unto you.
We sing holy, holy, holy.
You can see past all of the stuff in your life, all the things that have accumulated in your life that can sometimes stand between you and God. Would you let him open yourself wide open? There's no better one to be vulnerable to than the Almighty King of Kings. There is no one better. Can we be vulnerable to the King this morning? Can we not be afraid to step into his presence? But instead, let's just fall into his arms. Let's not be afraid to be in his arms. Let's be afraid to be away from him. Can we do that? Just give yourself away to the Lord.
Thank you.
And a pure heart, Lord. We could seek after your face, Lord Jesus. We would run and not grow weary, Lord Jesus. God, help us to learn what it means to take your yoke upon us, Lord Jesus, to join with you, God, where you are at work all around us, Lord Jesus. You are constantly moving in your love. Lord, teach us more and more what your love is. That we may follow you all of the days of our lives here on this earth until that great and glorious day that we get to be with you, Heavenly Father. Teach us what it means to surrender, because I think sometimes we have a hard time completely understanding that concept. Would you show us, God, what it's going to take to give it up? Everything I feel, oh, I
surrender now.
Take your seats, prayer teams as well. You can be seated. We're now going to worship the Lord in communion. If our ushers would come forward and be prepared to serve. Heavenly Father, I know that this Lord's Supper that we're about to take, it symbolizes your death on that cross that paid the penalty for our sins so that we can spend eternity with you, Lord. We thank you so much for that. Lord, right now I ask that through this time, Lord, that you would bless each and every person that's in this room, Lord. Just touch them with your Spirit. Jesus' name, amen.
We're nailed there with Him.
1 Corinthians 11, Paul writes, "For I received from the Lord what I also passed on to you. The Lord Jesus, on the night he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, 'This is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me.'" Let's eat together. In the same way, after supper, he took the cup, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this whenever you drink it in remembrance of me." Let's drink together. "For whenever you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes." Amen. He died for you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Sing at the cross just one more time.
At the cross.
You worship team, you can be seated. We're going to continue now to worship the Lord with his tithes and our offerings. And let me just encourage you for a minute. If you want God's financial blessing on your life, Jesus made it real simple. He said, give to Caesar what is Caesar, and give to God what is God's. Right? Amen. We're in tax time right now. We're all doing our taxes, sending money off to the government or getting money back, whatever you got to do. Let me encourage you to give to Caesar what is Caesar's. Don't cheat on your taxes. Okay? Don't fudge the numbers. Give to Caesar what is Caesar's. And then also tithe. Give to God what is God. That first 10% off the top before taxes, whatever that number is, take 10% of that number and give that to God. And I guarantee you, if you do those two things, God is going to bless your life. Malachi says, test me in this and see if I don't open the floodgates of heaven and pour out my blessings on you. So, Heavenly Father, I thank you so much for your provision over us, Lord. I pray that you bless these tithes and offerings, Lord. Multiply them and bless our church, Father, as we seek after you. In Jesus' name, amen. All right. If I come up here, am I going to squeak? I'm okay. All right. So, we are in the middle of a series called God Chasers, the book by Tommy Tenney, that we are reading through in some small groups we have going on throughout the week, and we have we are gearing our Sunday sermons also towards the chapter that we're studying for that week. We have a verse that we are memorizing as a congregation for this series. You guys remember what that is? Yeah? You will seek me and find me if you seek me with all your heart. Right? Yeah? Jeremiah 29:13. Let's say it together. You will seek me and find me if you seek me with all your heart. I just want to take a little tally. Let's see a show of hands. How many of you guys are seeking the Lord with all your heart? Yes. That means God is number one in your life. God is more important than your money. God is more important than your job. God is more important than your house, your car. God is more important than your family. Your relationship with God, number one. Chase after him. And God promises that you will seek me and find me if you seek me with all your heart. Make him number one. All right? You can turn to Exodus chapter 19 in your Bibles. While I talk a little bit, you can also pull out of your worship guide the sermon note sheet for today. And I want you to do something on this sermon note sheet. You see that title at the top there, Climb That Mountain? I want you to put an exclamation point at the end of Climb That Mountain. Because this isn't just a suggestion, you should climb that mountain. No, this is a challenge. I want you today to climb that mountain. Okay? So add an exclamation point there at the end of that title. And I want to challenge you today. Last Sunday, if you were here with us last Sunday, that was awesome, wasn't it? For those of you who weren't here, we had a special guest, Bob Griffin, who is gifted in prophecy. He hears from God, and he came, and God had told me earlier in the week to not plan a service, just to worship him. And then we found out that Bob Griffin was available, and he was able to come and minister to us last Sunday, and that was the reason that I wasn't supposed to prepare a message that day or anything like that. And so Bob came, and he ministered to us. He spoke some words over people, which were amazing. He spoke some words over our church. That whole service from last Sunday is on our website if you want to go and download it and listen to it again. Whether you buy into Bob Griffin and what he was saying or not, because every church has a wide range of people, right, with a wide range of beliefs, conservative, more Pentecostal, liberal, and so there are people in this church who don't get what Bob was doing. and that's okay. And I hope to get you to the point where you do believe that. I want to increase your faith so that you do believe that God speaks through people. God's word comes through people. But whether you buy into what Bob was doing last Sunday or not, doesn't matter, because we all know that the Holy Spirit was present, right? If you were here last Sunday, you felt God's presence. It was amazing. It was awesome. But you cannot deny that God was here with us last Sunday. His presence was here. So we now have two choices. As a church and as individuals, we have two choices. We can choose to run toward God and what he's doing in our lives and what he's doing at Pathway of Hope. Or the other choice is we can run away and go back to our life of normalcy and complacency and not worry about what God is doing. The choice that we make is what's going to shape our future. It's going to shape the future of our church. It's going to shape the future of how God is going to be able to use you for his kingdom. Are you going to run toward God, or are you going to run away? I have a dream. You want to know what my dream is? My dream is this: that the presence of God is so heavy in our services on Sundays that when kids come to school here on Monday morning, he's still here. And kids are walking into this gym and they're just blown away. They don't know what's happening. They just know they have to get right with God, because the Spirit is still here. Is that awesome? That's the dream that I have. The dream that I have is also that God's presence is so thick in our services that he goes with you when we leave. And he's a part of your homes, and he's in your cars, and he's a part of your career and your job. And that the presence of God just goes with you, and everyone that you meet just can feel the Holy Spirit around you. That's my dream for you guys. That's what I want to see. And you know where that starts? That starts with prayer. That's where it begins. Pastor Janet was telling me this morning that she and her husband Dwayne were driving down the road yesterday, and they drove past the school, and they were talking about how important it is to be praying for our church. And they were saying that every time we drive past the school, every time we see the school, that should be our cue to start praying. So many of us live up in this area, right, in Catalina, Saddlebrook, or Oro Valley. We're driving back and forth. We're driving past the school a couple different times a day. Every time you drive past Coronado, start praying. Ask God to do a mighty work at Pathway. Start changing the kids that go to school here. And he'll do it, because he promises, you'll seek me and find me when you seek me with all your heart. If we pray, He'll show up. How many of us, how many people in this room are into hiking, camping? Anybody outdoorsy type people? Yeah, okay. Good for you. For me, if there's no computer and no TV, no bed, no protection from the wild animals that want to eat my face, if there's none of those things, there's no Pastor Doug. But some of us are really into hiking and camping and being outdoors, right, and mountain climbing and that kind of thing. And Israel, in Exodus chapter 19, had a choice to make because God was coming down on Mount Sinai. And he told the Israelites, you want to climb a mountain? He asked them a question. You want to climb a mountain? Let's look at Exodus chapter 19, starting in verse 10. Says this, and the Lord said to Moses, go to the people and consecrate them today and tomorrow. Have them wash their clothes and be ready by the third day, because on that day the Lord will come down on Mount Sinai in the sight of all the people. Put limits for the people around the mountain and tell them, be careful that you do not go up the mountain or touch the foot of it. Whoever touches the mountain shall surely be put to death. He shall surely be stoned or shot with arrows. Not a hand is to be laid on him. Whether man or animal, he shall not be permitted to live. Then he said, only when the ram's horn sounds a long blast may they go up to the mountain. So God is saying, get ready. And you know what? I was listening back to Bob Griffin from last Sunday, and I'll tell you what. He said many different times in his prophecies to people, he said, watch what I'm going to do. And God said the same thing to me earlier in the week when he said, don't plan anything. He said, don't prepare a message. He said, just watch what I'm going to do. And before the service, Chris Bauernfein came up to me and said, God's telling me, saying, watch what I'm going to do today. And then Bob, 7 or 8 times during his ministry to people, saying words over people, he said, just watch what I'm going to do. Something's coming. And that's what God's saying to the Israelites here. He says, watch what I'm going to do. He said, I'm going to come down on Mount Sinai. You watch for me. And when you hear the trumpet blow, that's your cue. You can come up to the mountain. Now let's look at what their response was. If you flip over to chapter 20, starting in verse 18, God has shown up. He's at the top of the mountain. Verse 18 says, when the people saw the thunder and lightning and heard the trumpet, so that was their permission to go up the mountain, right? And saw the mountain and spoke, they trembled with fear. They stayed at a distance and said to Moses, speak to us yourself and we will listen. But do not have God speak to us or we will die. Moses said to the people, do not be afraid. God has come to test you so that the fear of God will be with you to keep you from sinning. Verse 21 says, the people remained at a distance while Moses approached the thick darkness where God was. See what happened there? The whole nation of Israel had the opportunity to experience God face to face. But they were afraid. They were afraid and they ran the opposite direction. Said, Moses, you go. We'll hear from you. Tell us what God says. You know, relay the message, and we'll obey, but we don't, that's scary stuff up there. The Israelite people, they missed out on an intimate relationship with God because they were afraid. They settled for hearing from God through a messenger, right? Moses was the first, and after that came the prophets. God was still speaking through people to the nation of Israel instead of speaking directly to all the people. They missed out on having that individual relationship with their Creator. Listen to me very carefully. If you get one thing today from me, get this. You ready? It's nice to have someone like Bob Griffin with the gift of prophecy come to us and speak God's words over us, right? That's great. God was moving. But it's not really necessary. God speaks to each one of us. God speaks to you. If you have the Holy Spirit inside you, if you're saved, if you're a believer, God can speak directly to you. You don't need Bob Griffin. He will speak to you. We can hear from God ourselves if we would just climb that mountain and get close to Him. That's what it takes. You got to climb that mountain. Exclamation point. So, what choice will you make? What are you going to do? If you choose to climb that mountain with me, there's three requirements. Three things have to be in place. First of all, faith. Hebrews 11:6 says, without faith, it is impossible to please God, because anyone who comes to Him must believe that He exists and that He rewards those who earnestly seek Him. As we climb that mountain and go into God's presence, we got to know that God's going to do what He says. We got to trust Him. Our faith has to be strong. We got to seek Him. You'll seek me and find me if you seek me with all your heart. Right? You got to believe that. You got to know that God means what He says and He says what it means. Second thing you need, in addition to faith, is humility. 1 Peter 5:5-6 says, young men, in the same way, be submissive to those who are older. All of you, clothe yourselves with humility towards one another, because God opposes the proud, but gives grace to the humble. Humble yourselves, therefore, under God's mighty hand, that He may lift you up in due time. We've got to know that God opposes the proud, but gives grace to the humble. So as we come to Him and come into His presence, we got to put our egos aside. We got to come into His presence and just know that we're not worthy to be in His presence. But God wants us there anyway because of His grace and His mercy. I was talking with a couple different people this week about the difference between being unworthy and being worthless. And there's a big difference. Worthless means it has no value. None of us are worthless. We all have value in God's sight. He loves us. He wants each one of us to be in a personal relationship with Him. But we're not worthy of that, right? We are unworthy because of our sin, because we're not perfect, but because of God's grace and His mercy, He wants us to be in His presence, and He wipes our sin away, just like we celebrated with communion, because of what He did at that cross. We are now washed as white as snow, and we can be in His presence, because nothing can be in God's presence that isn't holy, that isn't perfect. We're not. But because of Jesus' sacrifice on that cross, washes us as white as snow so that we can be in His presence. Isn't that amazing? I love that. It's so simple and yet so mind-blowing that we don't have to do anything. We just have to accept His mercy and His grace. So humility. You've got to enter His presence with humility. Put your ego aside and enter His presence. Third thing you need is boldness. Hebrews 4:16 in the New King James Version says, let us therefore come boldly to the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. We've got to know that God wants us in His presence, right? So we can come forward with confidence, knowing that he wants us there and that he's going to do as we ask. He's going to give us what we need. So we don't have to be timid. We come forward with humility, but we also come forward with boldness, knowing that he wants us there. He wants us at the top of that mountain with him. The Bible says, whatever you ask for in prayer, where two or three are gathered, I'm there with them. Whatever you ask for, I'm going to do it. So we can boldly ask for God to act on our behalf. We can boldly ask for healing. We can boldly ask for his presence to fall on us. We can boldly ask for the kids at this school to be transformed. We can boldly ask for pathway to impact Catalina for God's kingdom. We're not worthy of it, but God will do it. Amen? So as we climb that mountain, as you journey with me up that mountain, let's go with faith. Let's go with humility. And let's go with boldness into his presence. Let's watch what he does. Watch what I do. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, I thank you so much for your spirit in every one of us. I thank you for your care for us, your love for us. And Lord, right now I ask, Lord, for the courage that's required to take that step of faith and really enter your presence. Because like the Israelites experienced, it can be scary. We don't know what's going to happen. We don't know what you're going to do. But Lord, we want it. So Lord, we're going to climb that mountain. With everyone's heads bowed and eyes closed, is there anyone here today that doesn't have that personal relationship with God, and you want to give yourself, you want to accept God's grace and mercy today? If you would just look up and make eye contact with me, I just want to pray for you. All right. Heavenly Father, I thank you for your mercy and your grace and what you did for us on that cross so long ago. If you're with me, if you're going to climb that mountain with me, would you just raise your hand? Just commit to God right now that you're going to climb that mountain. You're not going to let anything hold you back. Yeah. Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
You know, like Doug was saying, that we're here to climb that mountain. We're going to move forward. We're going to draw closer to God. God gave me a picture years ago about standing at the foot of a mountain and being intimidated and thinking, how in the world am I going to climb this mountain, God? And God simply looked at me and pointed, and there on the ground next to me laid all of the equipment that I needed to climb the mountain. Guys, not only does God give us the equipment and the stuff to wear, like Paul talks about putting on the full armor of God, God also teaches us how. And if you would take the time to read in Colossians, it talks about rules for holy living. You see, God gives us the tools that are necessary to climb the mountain because he desires for us to be closer. So I wanted to share that word with you as an encouragement of what Doug, Pastor Doug, is saying to you guys. We're about to climb that mountain. Don't be scared and intimidated. Look, right there with you is God, and he's holding the equipment. And Jesus, he's going to belay for you. He's going to be the one. He's going to hold the rope, and he's going to get you to the top of that mountain. Do you believe that this morning? And can we continue to sing this song? God, open the eyes of our heart that we may have understanding, Lord.
Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see. I want to see. I want to see. Won't you open the eyes of my heart? Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the
eyes of my heart.
I want to see you. Oh, I want to see you.
I want to see you.
See you high lifted up, shining in the light of your glory. Power and love, as we sing, holy, 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 high and lifted up, shining in the light of your glory, pour out your power and love, as we sing, holy, holy, holy.
Let's sing holy to our Lord.
Sing holy, 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 holy. We sing holy, holy, holy. I want to sing.
Lord, with all of my heart, I'm going to seek you, God.
So we sing holy, holy.
You this morning with number 6, 24 through 26. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord turn his face towards you and give you peace as we climb that mountain. Amen.
Amen.
You're dismissed.
Blessed be your name, and land that is plentiful. Streams of abundance flow. Blessed be your name.